Thank you for helping us make Budget Again last year. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for more than 2.5 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, thanks for your financial support, and we're looking forward to standing with you again in 2011. Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world, issues, etc. All right, now it's your turn. The question of our congressman's religious affiliation is a matter of, well, they self-identify, don't they? And they're willing to tell you what the religious affiliation is. Does it matter to you? When you go to vote or when they are serving you as a congressman or a senator, does the religious affiliation make any difference to you? If so, how important is it to you? It's open lines. I want to hear from you. Our call-in number live this Thursday afternoon, January the 13th. How important is your congressman's or senator's religious affiliation to you? Very important, not important at all, somewhere in between. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can email us right here in the studio. I want to hear from you. Talkback@issuesetc.org. If it matters to you, I want to hear from you. If it doesn't matter to you, I still want to hear from you, and I want to know why. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc, or leave your answer to that question. How important is your congressman's or senator's religious affiliation to you at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. So, does their religious affiliation matter to you? You might say, well, I'd like my senator or my congressman to at least be a Christian. Does it matter if they're Roman Catholic or Protestant? Does it matter if they're a member of a mainline liberal denomination? Do you want them to be a member of a mainline conservative denomination? Do you care at all? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc, or leave your answer at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Jay in Madison, Mississippi says, Pastor Wilkin, no, the religious affiliation of my representative slash senator doesn't really matter to me that much. It seems to me that making an affiliation an important criterion would be an inappropriate mixture of the two kingdoms, as well as a confusion regarding the politician's vocation. Having said that, the positions of my representative or senator matter a great deal, and those positions can interact with issues of faith, for example, life issues, but it's the positions, not the affiliations, that matter. All right, what about the rest of you? Doesn't really matter what their religious affiliation is, but their positions on the issues are what matter. Do you thread the needle that way? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or answer at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Tom listens in San Angelo, Texas. He says the religious affiliation of my congressman is important to me, not because I'm looking for him for a theological guidance or even a specific theology. One who claims to be from a more conservative religious persuasion, Southern Baptist, for example, will probably have political beliefs more in keeping with my political feelings as a conservative confessional Lutheran who has conservative political beliefs. Tom, thanks for listening in Texas. He says, a liberal Lutheran probably has fewer political beliefs in keeping with my political beliefs than does a conservative Baptist. Therefore, I would prefer a Southern Baptist as my congressman to a liberal Evangelical Lutheran Church in America Lutheran. Views regarding right to life, government, interference in the church matters, etc. Now, a confessional Lutheran Church Missouri Synod or Wisconsin Evangelical Senate or Evangelical Lutheran Synod congressman would be more to my preference, but I'll accept and support others whose political persuasions are in keeping with mine, and those usually are conservative, quote-unquote, Christians. I look for Congress to govern the nation, not for instruction in religious matters, says Tom in San Angelo, Texas. Tom, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. It's open lines, issues, etc. I'm asking the question. I want your answer to it. How important is your congressman's or senator's religious affiliation to you? When you go to the voting place, do you think about it? If you go to a town hall meeting and you meet the candidate, Do you want to know what is your religious affiliation? Do you even want to know whether a Christian or not, or even a believer in God in general or not? Where would you draw the line if you have a line? Would you not vote for someone who is a fill-in-the-blank, an atheist, a Muslim? Do you have a line religiously for your political representation? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC, or send us an email, talkback@issuesETC.org. Don in Junction City, Kansas says, I want a congressman who is Christian and pro-life. I only vote for pro-life people who are running for office. We should remember, if a political leader does not respect the life of the unborn, he will not respect my life either, says Don in Junction City, Kansas. Thank you very much, Don. Okay, so he wants a Christian and he wants them to be pro-life. Do you have other criteria? If there were an atheist who were pro-life, would you vote for him? Or a Muslim who were pro-life, would you have a problem? Does it matter to you whether it's a Protestant or a Roman Catholic? 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. From Facebook, Brad says, it's not the religious affiliation so much as the ideological affiliation. I'd vote for a right-to-life economic and social conservatives who happen to be an atheist. Do these people exist, he asks, over his or her ideological opposite, who was a Christian. Now, when we come back from this break, 10 more minutes for your answers to this question. Does your congressman's or senator's religious affiliation make a difference to you? Do you want them to be Christian, or does it matter? What kind of a Christian do you prefer? Or does it matter? 1-877-623-MYIE. This break is a great time to call. We're coming to you live this Thursday, January the 13th. We just heard from Alan Cooperman talking about the religious affiliation, the religious makeup of our 112th Congress hasn't changed that much. Protestants have declined over the last several decades to be replaced with kind of out of the mainstream religious affiliations. Roman Catholics still about half, Protestants still about a quarter. Does it matter to you? 1-877-623-6943. Stay tuned. But politics, religion, and her. Politics, religion, and her.
Are you looking for a church where you can receive the gifts of God in the gospel and the sacraments and in the church's historic worship with lively music? Then come to Hope Lutheran Church in South St. Louis. We're located on the corner of Brannan and Neosho Streets at 5218 Neosho. You can also reach us on the World Wide Web at www.hopelutheranstl.org. And give us a call at 314-352-0014. There is hope in St. Louis.
Thank you for helping us make budget again last year. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for more than 2.5 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, thanks for your financial support, and we're looking forward to standing with you again in 2011. Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world. Issues, etc.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues, etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues, etc. 300. Trinity Lutheran, Brooklyn, New York. Hope Lutheran, Birmingham, Alabama. Our Savior Lutheran, Paradise, California. St. John Lutheran, Ray, Michigan. Peace with Christ Lutheran, Fort Collins, Colorado. Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran, Kimberling City, Missouri. The Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Salinas, California. St. John's Lutheran, Algoma, Wisconsin. And St. John's Lutheran, Colton, California. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues, etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, and click support. The Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is one of those questions that I want you to think about, because I think we usually will fall into one of two categories. We say, I'd like our politicians to be Christians. It's a good safeguard on a lot of those views that we hold near and dear politically here in America. But, you know, if there were an atheist out there who were pro-life, I wouldn't have a problem with it. What about a Muslim, a Mormon, or a Buddhist? It's one thing to answer that in the abstract, but I think in actual practice, our voting patterns say something very different. Does it matter to you what the religious affiliation of your congressman or your senator is? 1-877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. We're coming to you live this Thursday, January the 13th. Dave is calling from Troy, Michigan. Dave, welcome.
Thanks, Todd. Yeah, my preference, while I would like to see somebody be a Christian in public office, to me, the more important issue is how they stand on the important issues of the day as far as protecting life, liberty, and property, and understanding the proper role of government.
So just let me give you this scenario, Dave.
Sure.
You're at a town hall meeting, and the guy is saying all the right things as far as you're concerned when it comes to protection of the unborn and all the other issues that you have lined up there. You, mm-hmm. At that point, you don't care. You don't need to hear what the religious affiliation is at all. It's irrelevant.
Well, I wouldn't say it's irrelevant. I would like to know what their religious affiliation, especially compared to the other candidate. If both candidates have the same positions on the issues, then to me, then the religious issue might become a deciding factor.
If you had two that were both fitting the bill for you on the social moral issues, but one was a Christian, whatever, and one was an atheist, would that decide it for you, Dave?
Probably would. I would then, in that case, lean toward the Christian.
Why is that?
I think, to me, what it shows is a proper understanding of faith and its role in the life and the beliefs of somebody who holds public office.
Dave, thank you very much for listening. And Troy, up there in Michigan. Ann is in St. Louis. Thanks for waiting, Ann.
Oh, thank you. I think that the one factor that I would not consider, if someone was a Muslim, after the teaching that Alvin Schmidt gave us on Islam a while back, I would never vote for a Muslim. And as if the person doesn't have that persuasion, I generally go for a pro-life candidate.
So the issues over the religious affiliation, but you draw the line at Islam.
Yeah, absolutely. He said once they gain dominance or the higher numbers in Congress or whatever, you're going to be bowing to them. And I just don't even want to, you know, open the door to that.
Ann, thank you very much for listening in St. Louis. What about the rest of you? Still time for your answer to the question. Does the religious affiliation of your congressman or senator matter to you, either at the time when you're voting or while they're serving? 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, January the 13th. Talkback@issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address. Or you can leave your answer to the question at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. From Facebook, Joshua in Cumberland, Kentucky says, I don't really think about one's religious affiliation in respect to voting for someone in the political office. If I agree with the person politically, I tend to vote for them. I understand that the last statement isn't completely true due to the fact that I don't completely agree with any politician on the ballot. Thank you very much, Joshua. Thanks for listening in Kentucky. You know, the voting numbers show that we're pretty fairly represented. Half the country is Roman Catholic, about a quarter is Protestant, and then the others make up the remaining quarter. And that's how we're broken up religiously as voters. Look at the 112th Congress, pretty much the same. Pretty much the same. People tend to be voting. One way or another, we end up with a fair representation there, at least in terms of our general religious affiliation. Dan in Lincoln, Nebraska says, to a certain extent, as the old saying goes, better a wise Turk. Now, that's an old saying attributed to the 16th century reformer Martin Luther, better a wise Turk than a foolish Christian, which is, I'll just call it semi-apocryphal. I have never found anyone, the best of Luther scholars, who can point to that quote from the 16th century reformer, but the basic principle being, you know, we want wise rulers rather than religiously wise rulers. We want people who will rule us wisely. Now, in actual effect, I think the 16th century reformer, Luther, didn't want to be ruled by a wise Turk. He saw that as a rather difficult situation to be in. I think he would have considered, in actual fact, he would have considered the foolish Christian over the wise Turk, if you read what he has to say about Islam at the time. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Would you draw the line at a Muslim? What about a Mormon? You know, Mormons have a very odd view of American history. They have a very odd view, religious views of American history, about the founding of this nation, about what this nation is here for. If you actually look at Mormon teaching, it's some pretty weird stuff when it comes to America in particular. Would you draw the line at a Mormon as one of your representatives? So what's at play here? Their views on the important social moral issues, the protection of the unborn, the protection of life in general. Maybe you toss in there the economic views, their views on the big issues like war. Would any of those outweigh any religious qualms you have about someone's religious affiliation? You know, there are 6 members of Congress in the 112th who either don't want to say, don't feel the need to answer, or one of them is actually the very first atheist in the U.S. Congress. And that group of kind of the unaffiliated is the growing group. It's small, very small, but it's the growing group both in our general population and also in our political representation. Now, we sit here today and we say it doesn't really matter to me whether or not they're Christians or not. What about 3 decades from now, 4 decades from now, when the I don't knows, I don't want to says, or there is no gods aren't just 6 out of several hundred people representing us on Capitol Hill, but maybe it's 25 or 30. Do you think your view on whether or not you want to be represented by a Christian or not, or by a particular kind of Christian or not, would change if the representation of I don't knows or none of the aboves or atheists or agnostics was growing in Congress? The Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for January is a great book. It's a primer. We like to offer these kind of books often here on Issues, Etc. to our listeners. A primer on Lutheran spirituality, Life as God's Child. It's from Concordia Publishing House. It incorporates some of the best teaching on Lutheran spirituality, a particular confession of faith that sometimes gets a bad rap of having no spirituality. That's very far from the truth. Some of your favorite guests here on Issues, Etc. are among its many authors. You can find out more about Lutheran spirituality from Concordia Publishing House. Just visit our website, issuesetc.org. Issuesetc.org. You'll find it on any of our pages at the website. Or you can call Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours and ask for Lutheran spirituality, Life as God's Child. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. Tomorrow on Issues, Etc., we're going to play Issues, Etc., Soundbite of the Week. We just came off Soundbite of the Year. We're back to a regular weekly cycle. 4 soundbites for you on Friday. We'll play them for you, and then all you have to do is listen and then vote for Soundbite of the Week. That's tomorrow, Friday, on Issues, Etc. What a person believes religiously. Well, I imagine that in a religiously sterilized public square wouldn't matter, because we all kind of buy into the compartmentalization argument, don't we? That we can take our religious views and we can hold them, whatever they may be, apart from, now they may overlap with our political and social views, maybe they don't, but we can hold them compartmentalized away from them. Now, if we take anyone's religion seriously, then I think we do want to know what they believe. I want to know what they believe. Now, I don't know if I would thread the needle between Roman Catholics or Protestants. On any given day, I might be more likely to vote for a thoroughgoing Roman Catholic to represent me because of the life issue alone. They tend to hold the line there a little better. But I think there would be a line drawn on religions and worldviews that may agree with me on economics and other things, but have a very different view of who we are, why we're here, and what we're doing. And I'm not talking about us as a nation. I might draw the line at something like Mormonism that actually teaches that this nation has a place in its religious revelation, a religious revelation completely different from that of historic Christianity and completely different from the actual history of our country. I think I'd draw the line at a Muslim to be on the safe side. Now, I want to sound broad-minded and say, no, it wouldn't make much difference to me. But I think if it actually came down to it, casting the vote one way or the other, without impugning the beliefs of peace-loving Muslims here in the West, westernized Muslims, we shall say liberalized Muslims, I don't know if I could pull the lever. Why? Because Islam is a worldview as well as a religion. It's a politics as well as a religion. I don't think I'd want to take the chance on that worldview and that politics being represented nationally of me or of you. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you tomorrow, and thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.